And we're joined in our remaining moments by Sarah Smarsh. Her book is Heartland, a memoir of working hard and being broke in the richest country on earth. Sarah was born a fifth-generation Kansas wheat farmer on her paternal side, the child of generations of teen mothers on her maternal side. And her book is about what's going on in our country, in which a lot of people are working hard and not getting the satisfaction that the American dream is intended to provide. Sarah Smarsh, good to talk with you. How bad is it right now in the heartland?
You know, there is a lot of joy and laughter in my book because I love my home, but it's an apt question. How bad is it? I grew up in rural America, as you noted, on a wheat farm about 30 miles west of Wichita, and those communities, which, you know, is a pretty old national story, are struggling economically. So too are working class people in cities. But the vantage that I come from is of a place that is isolated and disenfranchised, not just by economics, but also just raw geographic distance. So the place that I call home and that I love, which is the countryside in the middle of this country, is having to come up with some, you know, creative ways just to stay afloat. And when I was a kid in the 80s and 90s, that was really when this old story of rural flight was coming to a head. And I think that it's really at a breaking point right now for certain.
This area of the country, the rural part, voted largely for President Trump. And of course, many are satisfied with what he's done, and others are saying things really haven't changed that much. In fact, they may not have even gotten better. They may have gotten worse. How do you see where we are right now in the heartland?
Politically, you mean, I take
yes.
it, or just in
Certain.
Outcomes? Yeah. Well, I was listening to the great interview you did just before I came on, and someone was talking about nuance. What an idea in politics. You know, I really resist this concept of red states and blue states. Just like Louisiana and Kansas, about 60% of ballots were cast for President Trump in the election. But to my mind, 40% ain't nothing. And the political fabric of the place I come from is much more diverse and in some pockets downright progressive than the national media story would have people believe. So in terms of like the public sentiment right now and the politics, I personally think that when counties are colored red, it's more of a reflection of who votes and who gets to vote than necessarily what people are saying on the ground. So I come from a white working class family, you know, in Kansas. That's supposedly Trump's bread and butter. They caucused for a Democratic socialist from Vermont in 2016, a year in which more people just in numbers came out for Bernie Sanders in the primaries in Kansas than did for Donald Trump. You don't hear that story very often, but it's true that there is a populism on the left that is much less discussed, and I suppose that's for good reason, because the populism on the right resulted in who is currently occupying the Oval Office. But I think it's more complicated than the media narratives would suggest.
The book is Heartland, a memoir of working hard and being broke in the richest country on earth, from Sarah Smarsh. It's an important book about where we are as a country right now. And we thank you, Sarah. We thank you for joining us. We're back tomorrow. Jim Bernhard is the slated guest. Stay tuned.